Going to finish up the series today on Amazing Grace. Next week we'll start a new series. Now if you've been with me a while, you've heard me speak on prophecy a lot in the past. But the difference is, guys, and it's been that way the last few years, it's like you can turn on your television and see it. Y'all know that or not, say? Be honest with you, I never thought I'd live to see the day. Personally. But I don't know why I didn't. But it's come quick. These things have been happening like a woman who's bringing forth a baby. And the baby's coming. And it's been happening rapidly. And it seems like there's just no stopping. I don't know. That's what it looks like to me. But I never thought I'd see today when I would hear on national television people on college campuses and other places saying, "Israel, Israel, go to hell." Never thought I'd hear that. On October 7th, Hamas animals, terrorists come in and slaughter 1,200 Israelis, many of them just at a concert having a good time. Raped women and children, cut off their feet. And there's people all across this country supporting that kind of behavior. That shows you how sick your nation is. Did you hear me or not? Yes or no? I'm thankful I live in America. But we got some sick leadership. We got some sick people. Got it? Yes or no? And it's a fact. If you don't like it, tough. I could care less. Bottom line, we're going to talk about it next week in light of the Bible, though. You can watch the news, and I don't need to rehash news every week up here. I'll do a little bit, but I'm not going to do much of that. We need God's Word. What's the Bible say? I'd like to know that in light of the times that I'm living. So we'll start that next week, but it'll be me teaching again, a lot of prophecy, but it'll be current as the day is on your television. You hear me? And that's the way Raj and I will work it out. Right, Raj? And we'll study together and we'll work it out together. But looking forward to it next week. Today, another message, final message in the series called Amazing Grace. Let's go, buddy. Here we go. Let's see what we can find today. Amazing Grace has been the series. And I'm going back to where we started about 3 months ago. God is holy. God is holy. And guys, just push me, Rod. Just push me right through all of this. Grace is God's character, not mine. The unmerited favor of God. Going to a cross, taking my sins on Him. He did that. I didn't do that. Any grace that I can give to anybody is because of Him. That's His character. My character is not a graciousness. Now, you might have a gracious character, but I'm going to tell you right now, any grace you have, it came from Him. Grace is God's character. It's not mine. If I want more grace, I got to be more like Him and spend more time with Him and humble myself under Him. God is not only holy, but God is love. God is love. The roots of grace stem from where? God's love. Okay? God is love. That's the greatest thing God is. God is love. God is love. He loves us. He cares for us. You want to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Be filled with love. Follow that. Follow after love. Instead of crazy mess people want you to do. Follow after love. You hear me or not? This is who God is. This is where grace comes from. Grace comes from love. Okay? Keep looking. Just push, buddy. You're pushing me. I need pushing right now. Okay, here we go. God is good. God is good. God chose to pardon the sins of sinners, though it would kill His one and only Son. This was God's choice. That's a good God. Let's thank Him for that. That's a good God that would let your Son do it for me. That's crazy. Sinners, man. All obstacles preventing me and you, as a sinner, from coming to God, say it with me, have been removed, keep going, because of His glorious grace. Wow. That's what we've been talking about for months now. The amazing grace of God. God's grace makes it possible, say it with me, for Him to visit me, to pardon me, and to adopt me as His what? Very own. See, that's all God's grace. I don't need no grace. Well, then you're lost as a goose. You don't have a dog's chance. Well, I can work my way. You can't do any of that. It's all God's grace. You hear me or not? Say. Like a little 2-year-old saying, I got it, Mom. I'm good. No. We need to humble ourselves. We need Him. Without Him, we're hopeless. We're lost. We're all men most miserable, the Bible says. So God and God alone can do what? Can a church do it? I'll just bestow some grace on you. Can a preacher do it? Come see me, and now you got some grace. You're good. No, it's God Almighty that gives us His grace. It's amazing grace. Amazing grace. Grace. Say it out loud. It's what? 100%. Is 0%. Can you say that louder so I'll believe you've got it? Grace is what? It's what? But we screw that up sometimes. We confuse it. That's where our arrogance comes from. That's where our pride and things like that come from. And that's why God allows some of the things we've talked about lately in our series. And let's look at it. Here we go. Here we go. He allows this. This was the last couple of messages. He allows the thorn. He allows the thorn. Now, Satan buffeted Paul. We saw that in this message. Satan was allowed to attack Paul and hurt Paul with some unbelievable pain. And Paul prayed for it. Go away! Take it away, God! Did God take it away? No. Churches will tell you you're not right with God. If you have illness, if you have things wrong with you, they're lying to you. Believe the Bible and tell them to hush. Thorns ain't bad. Thorns ain't bad if they pin you to the heart of God. It's pain that's pinned me to the heart of God, not my bank account. I love Jesus more because I got a nice house. I do have a nice house. But honestly, that didn't make me love Him a whole lot more. But hurt, having hurt in my life and pain in my life and loss in my life and wanting to take my own life, but finding Him and finding that I know I matter, if I don't have a dime, now that has changed my life. Thorns are good. I don't like them. But if they can pin me to the heart of Almighty God. We talked about that in message. Let's look at another one. Last week was the what? How many went home and looked and found your sifter last week? Anybody find that sucker? You know, I took the boys to the mountain. The two young men went with me to the mountains last week. Did you know we were gone for 3 days? But you know, I went up there and I was going through a drawer and I found one. I found one, but it didn't have the handle on it. It had something else. I forgot what it, what did it do? I squeezed it. That's where I went. So I could have called it to squeeze. But God allowed Satan to sift Peter. Is that true? Now, God doesn't sin. He's not the author of sin. But here's the great thing about your God. Crap can happen in your life, and God can work it out for your good. Now, that is crazy. See, that's God. You can't do that. We make it worse, don't we? Say. But God allows the sift. That word means to separate. Satan, told by Jesus, he said to Peter, Jesus said to Peter, Satan is going to sift you as wheat. He is going to try to separate you from me, Peter! He's going to try to hurt you and take you off on another path, and you're not going to follow me, Peter! And Peter did that for a little bit, didn't he? But the sift, after Peter had denied Him. He was still on the run even after the resurrection, Peter was. But Satan didn't have his way with Peter. Peter started listening a little bit better, obeying the Lord a little bit more. And he became a mighty disciple for Christ. Unbelievable. So the sift did not separate him from God. The sift separated him to God. Y'all hear me say, have I lost you again already? Let's do a quick poll one more time. How many say the worst trouble in my life, it nearly separated me, nearly killed me, but actually it separated me to God, made me closer to God. It pinned me more to His heart. Can I see some hands? See, thank the Lord. Come on, that is the will of God and the work of God. That's good. That's good, man. So now let's finish the series. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. So we've talked about the thorn. But we talked about a lot before that. There was a lot of messages before that. And then we talked about the sift. And God's grace leads us to a natural place called the cross. This thorn, this sift, this stuff, it's all about God getting us to the place where we are marked by grace. Paul said it this way. He said, I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. The modern church today is trying to fix everybody. If we keep fixing everybody, there's not going to be any bruised people out there. There's not going to be any people that we can relate to. There's not going to be any people that's bleeding and got some Band-Aids on them and they're struggling. And they're not going to be testimonies other than, man, I got rich. Can you see that? I don't believe it's God's plan. Here's what God's will is for you to deny yourself and carry your cross. Did you know that? Yes or no? That's the will of God. Well, I think the will of God is I'm supposed to get this. Here's the will of God. Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Him. Let's talk about it. That marks me by grace. I'm a marked man. I'm a marked man. God saved me in Rockingham, North Carolina. I'm the biggest sinner I know, and He still loves me. Man. But it ain't been, I just read my Bible and I got where I'm at today. No, He had to whoop my tail, take me to the woodshed, allow crap happen in my life. I'm the hardest headed person on the planet. But thank God He never quit on me. And I'm a man marked by grace. And I like it. I like bearing in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. It's okay. That's how I got to love Him and know Him. That's how He got to know me better. When I'm weak, I'm strong. Who said that? Paul. Amen. Come on, let's look now. The cross, marked by grace. Let's learn today. Over these next few minutes, we're going to learn. Jesus speaking, when He called the people unto Him with His disciples, He said unto them, whosoever will come after me, say it with me, let him deny himself, help me church, and do what? Take up his cross and what? Follow me. Listen to modern preaching today. Listen to it. See if you hear the cross life. See if you hear suffering. See if you hear hurt and pain. It ain't there. We've taken it all away. You take the cross away, you don't have the gospel. I listen to some of this stuff. And I try to think, if I'm lost, can I be saved from listening to it? So often I can't even find Jesus how to get saved in the message. We're crazy people when we get away from the cross. Y'all listening or not? Hope you are. Jesus said, whosoever will save his life shall what? Lose it. That don't sound like fun. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall what? Save it. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Jesus speaking. Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him shall the Son of Man be what? This is fitting when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Let's talk about the cross. Are y'all ready for just a few minutes? Yes or no? Y'all cool? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. The cross. I went to Webster's Dictionary because I like to go to the dictionary. I have fun going to the dictionary. I learn so much stuff. I'm an ignorant fella. Even though I got a college education, it's hard to believe. I know it. The cross is an upright side-by-side beam, and it's used in what? That ought to be a clue to us if Jesus said, carry it. Okay? Huh. Say that out loud with me. The cross is a what? It's a what? The modern church today, we've taken away our symbol. We've taken away our symbol. Our symbol's now you get wealthy, you get rich, you flop like a chicken, you run around the building. I need the cross. The world needs the cross. They need to see Him in real people. The cross. Y'all hear me? It's a symbol. But it's more than a necklace. I don't mind cross necklaces. I think they're fine. Somebody gave me one today. Mr. Cameraman gave me one. Look right here. Whoa! I can carry that one. That's an easy one. It's little. How many of the cross you've had in your life is bigger than this one? Can I see some hands? A little bit bigger than that. It's okay. Don't mind it. It's a symbol of Christianity. Keep looking. The cross. Say that with me. This is Webster just writing a dictionary. Say that with me. The cross is a what? Oh. So the cross is going to be trouble in my life. The cross is going to be unhappiness in my life. Let's check that out. I'm to carry my cross. Okay, since I'm in the dictionary, let's go ahead and look, see what the word carry means. And you say, gosh, Gary, you know what the word carry means. Did you know you can learn something if you'll hush? Y'all ready? It means to support. To support. It means to take the weight of and move. To take the weight of and move. To transmit like a signal. To carry a signal. Our radio station, our satellites carry signals. They're transmitting a signal. That's what the word carry means. The word carry means to what? I didn't know this. I didn't think of it. I know it now, but it means to what? To win, like to carry the day. You know, that's what it means. To carry the day. He won the day. Now let's look at it. Let's look at the cross and the word carry. He said we're to take up our cross. We're to carry our cross. We're to be marked by God's grace. So what does it look like? Y'all with me or not? Let's go. So what does it look like? So when I carry the cross, here it is. Say it out loud. I support the cross. It's on me. I support it. Say it with me. I take the weight of the cross and then I do what? How many life was so hard for you at times? It was hard to move. It's hard to move. It's hard to get up. Hard to keep going. Been easier to quit. The cross life. I take it. Carry the weight of it. It's too heavy. Keep moving. I can't. You can. A little further. Come on. You can do it. He told us to carry His cross. Say that with me. I transmit the what? Message of the... Now listen. If I ain't got no problems, you ain't got no radio show. If you don't have some mess, you don't have a message. You don't have some test. You don't have a testimony. I'll be a victim. Well, then you're not going to have victory in your life. Carry that cross. I'm transmitting the message to a lost and dying world that Pastor Gary has problems. Yeah. I got problems. I got troubles. Many of you know some of them, don't you? So what? Am I here today, yes or no? So what? I'm transmitting a message every week when I get on this stage to people in this room. If I can do it, you can do it. If he loves me, he loves you. If he'll help me, he'll help you. If I can get my chin up, you can get your chin up. You hear me? We're transmitting a message. But we don't like it though. We don't like the pain. Paul didn't like the pain. He didn't. He prayed three big times to try to get it to go away. It didn't go away. Listen. We don't want to miss our message. It comes through the cross. How are people going to see grace unless they see it coming through God to us? You hear me? That makes us attractive to a lost world. Not that we got it all together. That makes it almost like we're plastic and fake. But when they can see we struggle, and it's not made up struggle. We're not whining, wanting to be a martyr. No! There's plenty of pain without you doing that. But God can use us, and he can see it and through us. Last one. When I carry the cross, I what?
I win!
And not every battle lasts. Some of them stick with you. Some of them are behind you. Amen. How many got some behind you? I mean, they're behind me now. Woo! Thank the Lord. Let's do it. Come on. Somebody won't clap. We'll clap with you. Come on. Good. Let's keep going. So, you know what? You know what I wrote this week? The cross carries me. Here I am supporting the cross and bearing the weight of the cross. But it's been his grace for me to carry that cross that has been the very thing that's been carrying me. Be careful that you don't want to carry your cross. You'll miss him carrying you. That make any sense? Keep looking. The cross. Now we're going to go now. Roger, we know we got a message left, so we got to go with it. What exactly is carrying the cross? According to Jesus' word, we read it a little bit ago. It's coming after Jesus. That's carrying his cross. Keep going. It's denying yourself. It's exchanging your life's ambitions and rights for his and the gospel's sake. This was all in that scripture that he gave to his disciples. It's not being ashamed of Jesus Christ as you live out your life in this present world. Got it? That's what, in case you want to know what carrying the cross is according to Jesus, it's coming after Jesus, it's denying yourself, exchanging your life's ambitions and rights for his and the gospel, it's not being ashamed of Jesus as you live out your life in this world. That is carrying the cross, according to Jesus. It's funny how we hide stuff in our life. We're ashamed. We're ashamed of some of the, not just things we've done, but we're ashamed of things that's happened to us. And I get it. There's a lot of pain out there. But isn't it amazing that God can take something that maybe somebody did awful to you, and if you show that and share that with somebody, they can see how Jesus helped you. We're covering up our marks. You know what I mean? Did Jesus have marks? Yes or no? Where were they? They were in his what? They were on his where? It's funny, we know where his marks are. But people think we're perfect. We got whole churches teaching, you're supposed to be right, blah, blah, blah. Drives me up the wall. Doesn't mean I'm not blessed. I'm blessed if I don't have anything, because I live in this great country. I got more than everybody on the planet. I don't need any more. I'm really good. I don't know about y'all. Say, I'm fat, okay? I got plenty. I got too much. I don't have one thing of ice cream. I've got three in the freezer, okay? Y'all hear me or not? How many are like me? Don't lie. All right, be quiet. Here we go. So we're to carry the cross. The case has been made. It doesn't matter what you say or what you think. Jesus said, carry your cross. You don't carry it, you don't have any part of him. Period. You're ashamed of him, he's ashamed of you. That's the bottom line. We're to carry his cross. We know what it is. I'm to support it. It's really the symbol of my life. It's who the world sees me as. I'm to carry that cross. I'm to be marked by that. That's how I send my message to the world, is through my cross carrying. That's the way it is. But here's a problem. Satan wants to keep you from the cross. And so does the modern church. You can quote me on that. Why is our country going to hell like it is? We don't hear messages on suffering and bearing up and being strong.
It's all going to be good.
I don't know what neighborhood you're living in. Marriage is failing. Kids don't have daddy. Drugs is off the chain. Kids are being told that you can go change your sex. TV's changed. Everywhere is crazy. We have leaders that don't even know what they're doing. Is that true? It's the truth. We're printing money, sending money, fighting wars, acting like people ain't getting killed and dying everywhere. What a mess. It's not working. It's not working. I think we're to go back to the cross. But Satan wants to keep us from the cross. Look at what he did with Jesus. Jesus charged him, don't be telling anybody what I'm about to tell you. He began to teach his disciples. Before he went to the cross, he said, I'm going to suffer many things. I'm going to be rejected of the elders, the chief priests and scribes. I'm going to be killed, and 3 days later, I'm going to rise again. That's what he told the disciples. And here's old hard-headed, crazy Peter, Gary Peter, because I'm like him. He took Jesus. Come on over him. And he began to rebuke Jesus about the cross. Yeah. But when Jesus turned around, he looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter publicly in front of every one of them. Say it with me. Get behind me, Satan. For you savor not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. So it sounds like to me the cross is of the Lord. Satan didn't want Jesus carrying a cross. Satan don't want me carrying a cross. Satan don't want you carrying a cross. Got it? That's the problem with carrying a cross. We've got an adversary of the devil. Man, he goes around as a roaring lion seeking to devour me, yet he didn't want me to carry the cross. Religion wants you to come down from the cross. I've been speaking about it all morning. Religion today wants you to come down from the cross. Watch it. Watch what happened to Jesus. Here he is. He's carrying his cross. Jesus. As he passed by, they reviled him. They're wagging their heads at him. Oh, these are religious people, by the way. And they said, you that destroy the temple, you're going to build it in 3 days. Save yourself. If you be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise, also say that. The who? Say it again. The who? Mocking him. Don't be surprised if in the last days it's the preachers and your TV preachers and your churches across America that are on the devil's side, not the Lord's side. I hate to say that. They'll be the first ones to get in line and shut down their church. I hate to tell you that, but we have seen it with our own eyes. Yes or no? Come on, man. They said this to him. He saved himself, but he cannot. He saved others, but he can't save himself. If you be the king of Israel, you come down from the cross and we'll believe you. We've made up a new religion today to try to reach people for the Lord. If the religion is this, you'll get your stuff, you'll get more money. God wants to make you rich. God wants you to be healed. Can I hear me some cross talk? Can I hear me some cross preaching? You hear me? Are y'all listening or not? You know why it's being done? Because who don't want to be wealthy? Who don't want to be healed? And who wants to carry the cross anyway? So just shut up about it. We're making a grave mistake not preaching the cross. And carrying our cross. And moving through Englewood and Venice and Port Charlotte with the cross. You hear me? The cross. So Satan doesn't want me to carry it. The church doesn't want me to carry it. But here's the good news, buddy. Here's the good news. Say that out loud. Unbelievers do what? They're compelling us. Gary, would you pick up your cross? Pastor Steve, would you keep carrying the cross? And pastor in life, you retired. And we can think our cross-carrying days are behind us. But then the biggest cross you ever faced was losing your daughter. He lost his daughter. Why? How many in this room ever lost somebody real close to you, real close to you, and it hurt so bad? Don't hide the cross. It's what makes us real. It's what makes us love you, Pastor, even more. You need our love, we need your love. It's the cross. Sherry, your sister. Your sister, you're singing for two up there, girl. Every week, you keep shining. You keep carrying. You hear me? The cross. Well, what's the world say? They cried out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Then Pilate said, "What evil has he done?" They cried more, "Crucify him, crucify him." And Pilate, willing to content the people, he released Barabbas unto them. He delivered unto them Jesus when they had scourged him to be crucified. And the soldiers led Jesus away into the hall called the Praetorium, and they called together the whole band. Now they're going to play with the body of Jesus while he's still alive. They clothed him with purple. They took his clothes off of him. Platted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head. They began to salute him. "Hail, King of the Jews!" They smote him on the head with a reed. They spit on him. They bowed their knees and worshipped him. Hey! And when they mocked him, they took off those clothes they put on him and put back his other clothes on him. And they led him out to crucify him. Well, the point was, the world is compelling us to carry his cross. Keep watching. And as Jesus is carrying the cross, they compelled, say it with me, one Simon a Cyrenian, who passed by coming out of the country, who was the father of Alexander Rufus, to do what? To bear his cross. And he picked it up and started helping him. I want to tell you right now, the world is still looking for Simons. The world is still, they don't even know what they're looking for. But they are looking for somebody to pick up that cross. The world, not the church, they're trying to make it go away. But the world. My mama, a drunk, 109 River Road, Rockingham, North Carolina. She needed somebody to carry a cross. Y'all listening or not? How are we going to save our country? How are we going to save the world? Carry the cross. Pick it up and move. It hurts. I know it hurts. But you're sending a message that God loves me. God is good. God is with me. He'll be with you. He can help you. Put your faith in him. Believe in him. As they watch you struggle. Why are they going to believe in me who's struggling? Because they can see we're real. Y'all hear me? Have I lost my mind? I never thought when I went to Bible college years ago that I would end up in my 60s. I'll be 62. I'd end up preaching this way. That's what I've seen happen in my lifetime. The stopping of the preaching of the cross. We get saved so we can get stuff now. No, we get saved so we can be a witness for Christ. So other people can get saved. Because hell is real and death's coming. The cross. It's usually one thing that keeps us from carrying his cross. I know I'm long. When he was gone forth into the way he came, one was kneeling to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said unto him, "Why you call me good? They ain't nothing good but God. You know the commandments, don't commit adultery, don't kill, steal, don't bear false witness, don't defraud, honor your father and mother." He said, "Oh, I done all them. I got it. I'm good." Jesus looked at him. He said, "You, there's one thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have. You give it to the poor. and you'll have treasure in heaven. Say it with me, and come and do what? And what? And he was what? Oh, yeah. He was sad because he had great what? The problem with the church today ain't that we don't have possessions. The problem is we've got great possessions. The problem today isn't that we need more stuff. We got too much stuff. We need the cross. What'll keep you from carrying the cross? Well, he was smart. That'll keep you from carrying the cross. And he had stuff. That'll keep you from carrying the cross. If you're smart, isn't it funny? What's leading our country right off a cliff today? Our universities. They the smart ones. They the Ivy League. They the dumbest people on the planet. You hear me? I don't care what you say. Dumb, 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 dumb. And most of them have what? Stuff. But we that way. We smart. We got stuff that it'll keep you. It's usually one of those two things that'll stop you from carrying the cross. I am so late. Smarts, man's wisdom. For Christ sent me not to baptize and to preach the gospel of the wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us it's saved. It's the power of God, man. For it's written, I'll destroy the wisdom of the wise. I'll bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. We're seeing it happen before our very eyes. Stuff, 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 man's wealth. For many walk, whom I've told you often, Paul says, and I tell you weeping, I'm crying like a baby in prison. Paul says that they're the enemies now of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is their shame, who mind what? Earthly things. And guys, I fall prey to this. We fall prey to this. The cross. I quit, Rog. I'm done. I got to stop. You're killing me. The cross marks me. How many know that when God saved Gary, there had to be some grace involved? Isn't that nice? Let's thank Him for His Word. We're done. Amen! Boom! I like the message. Come on! Get on up! I am chilling the parking lot and the donut time and everything. And you know what? You know what? Some churches, they'd probably get rid of me if I did it. That's your modern church. Doesn't mean I don't need to be timely. Sometimes we really need a message like this. Yeah, praise the Lord. Amen. We need this right here. Come on.